There's enforcing the law, and then there's building a system that treats every driver like a suspect the moment they turn the key or push the button. Colorado isn't flirting with that line anymore. It's driving straight past it. For years, speed cameras were a minor annoyance. You knew where they are, your navigation app warned you, and if you were paying attention, you adjusted. It wasn't perfect, but at least it was transparent. Colorado has now scrapped that model in favor of something far more aggressive and far more accountable. The state's new automated vehicle identification system, known as AVIS. Don't just clock your speed at a single point. They track your vehicle across multiple cameras, calculate your average speed over distance, and automatically issue you a ticket if you're 10 miles an hour per hour or more over the limit. No warning, no discretion, no human judgment, just a system quietly watching and calculating and penalizing, sort of like the movie 1984. Now let's call this what it is, not smarter enforcement, but broader surveillance, because they know where you're going, how fast you're going, and even more, those flock cameras are collecting that data and they're selling it. The rollout followed a 2023 change in state law, and what started as warnings has quickly turned into active ticketing. One of the newest stretches under the system is Interstate 25 north of Denver, where drivers moving through construction zones are now monitored continuously. It's a construction zone. Slow down. There are people there. We get that. But the state says it's about safety. That's where it started. That's the headline. But the fine print tells a whole different story. The penalty is $75 and carries 0 points on your license. That's not an accident. If this is truly about cracking down on dangerous driving, there would be meaningful consequences tied to your driving record. Instead, this looks like a volume business model, much like they've done in California. Low enough fines to keep people from fighting, high enough frequency to generate serious revenue. And then there's the part that should concern every driver in America. The ticket goes to the registered owner of the vehicle, not necessarily the person who is driving. That's where this stops being about traffic enforcement and starts colliding with the Constitution. The burden of proof in this country is supposed to be on the state. That's not optional. That's foundational. Yet Colorado's system leans on the assumption that if your name is on the registration, you're responsible, unless you can prove otherwise. That flips due process on its head. Colorado Revised Statute 42-4-110.5 does not give the state a blank check to assign liability to a vehicle's owner in every situation. In fact, it explicitly acknowledges that the owner may not have been the driver, and longstanding legal precedent at both the federal and the state level makes it clear that the government must prove its case beyond a reasonable doubt. Relying on a license plate and a database isn't proof. It's a shortcut. And let's be honest, the system counts on the fact that most people won't push back. They'll see the fine, weigh the hassle of fighting it, and just pay up. That's not justice. That's compliance by inconvenience. If you do challenge it, you're stepping into a legal maze that most drivers aren't equipped to navigate. Meanwhile, the state continues issuing tickets at scale, backed by a system that never sleeps, never questions itself, and never exercises judgment. This is what happens when enforcement becomes automated. Accountability disappears. A police officer can assess a situation. A camera cannot. It doesn't care if traffic flow made it safer to keep up with the pace. It doesn't account for conditions. It doesn't apply discretion. It simply records, calculates, and penalizes. That might be efficient, but it's not fair, and it's certainly not nuanced. Then there's the bigger picture, the one few officials seem eager to talk about. These systems don't just measure speed, they track movement. They log where your vehicle enters a zone, where it exits, and how it behaves in between. Expand that across highways, cities, and eventually entire states, and you're looking at a real-time network that monitors how Americans move. This is happening in California. It's starting to happen in New York, New Jersey, and other states. They're watching. It's typically those 17 states that all kind of follow in lockstep. And if you think it stops at speeding, you haven't been paying attention to how quickly technology evolves. Today, it's average speed enforcement. Tomorrow, it could be automated citations for rolling stops, lane usage, or anything else that can be digitized. Add artificial intelligence into the mix, and the potential scope grows exponentially. This isn't science fiction. It's the natural progression of a system that's already in place. And Colorado isn't just testing a traffic tool. It's piloting a framework. Supporters will argue this is all about protecting construction workers, and that's a legitimate concern. No one is arguing against their safety, but safety cannot become the catch-all justification for systems that erode fundamental legal protections. You don't preserve public safety by undermining due process. And let's not ignore the tone coming from officials who promote these programs. There's almost a casual acceptance, sometimes even pride, in the idea of consistent monitoring, as if a 24/7 enforcement net is something drivers should simply accept at the cost of modern transportation. I think not. That's not how this is supposed to work. Government answers to the people, not the other way around. Policies like this deserve scrutiny, debate, and when necessary, pushback. Because once a system like this is normalized, it doesn't get scaled back. It expands quietly, incrementally, and permanently. And Colorado may frame this as an innovation, but from behind the wheel, it looks a lot more like overreach. And if other states decide to follow this blueprint, and they will, drivers across the country may soon find themselves in the same position, tracked, ticketed, and told to prove their innocence after the fact. That's not better enforcement. That's a fundamental shift in how the rules are applied. And who are they really serving? If you like this video, give it a like and subscribe for more videos like this, and check out our car review channel, Car Smarts. You can support me by buying me a cup of coffee. And if you want even more content, check out the links in the description. I'm Lauren Fix. Thank you so much for watching.